This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A special advisory panel to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has voted in favor of approving a Pfizer vaccine for the coronavirus. The panel heard testimony from witnesses all day Thursday and voted 17-4, with one abstention, in favor of widespread use of the vaccine. The next step is full emergency use authorization from the FDA, which is expected within the next few days. Millions of shots would then ship to states to begin vaccinating healthcare workers and nursing home residents. Widespread use by the general public is not expected for a few months. Britain and Canada have previously authorized use of the vaccine, and Britain began inoculating its first residents earlier this week. President Donald Trump has announced that Israel and Morocco will normalize relations in what's the latest breakthrough of his administration's press to push Arab-Israeli peace. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hailed the new agreement.
This is the foundation on which we can now build this peace. We'll resume liaison offices quickly between Israel and Morocco and work as rapidly as possible to establish full diplomatic relations.
As part of the deal, the United States will recognize Morocco's claim over the disputed Western Sahara region. Morocco is the fourth Arab nation to recognize Israel as the Trump administration seeks to expand a diplomatic framework that began over the summer with an agreement between the Jewish state and the United Arab Emirates. Bahrain and Sudan have followed suit. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Thursday there was a strong possibility that Britain and the EU would fail to strike a trade deal ahead of an end-of-month deadline. The two sides have set a deadline of Sunday to find an agreement and prevent a chaotic break. You can find more on our website.